It could feed unceasingly Comrade Pol Pot's hunger, which had become his own hunger, to root out the bourgeois oppressor class and purge the country of traitorous elements. Each prisoner was made to incriminate in writing between 8 and 11 others. Those others were arrested. They, in turn, incriminated at least 8 people. So it went on at the most important and most feared prison in the country, a sequence relentlessly reproducing. He felt proud of this system. It appealed to him as a mathematician. He had been a star in the subject at school, brilliant enough to get to the Lycée Sisawat in Phnom Penh, even though his family was poor and he was mocked as half-Chinese. His graduation marks in the baccalaureate were the second highest in the country. He became a maths teacher, quiet but firm, until communist revolution distracted him, and when that failed, he returned. He taught maths and English in refugee camps, maths and Khmer in China, and when he emerged from hiding in 1999, presented himself as a maths teacher, as though he had never diverted. Teaching, too, was his natural bent. At S21, he rarely did interrogations himself, but trained the interrogators. Many came with him from the first prison he had ever run, M13, in the Maquis. They were mostly young peasants with a low level of culture, but he trusted them. At S21, he would telephone them every 20 minutes to check on progress. Most prisoners could be bullied verbally into confessing with threats or evidence against them, or even with the steady humiliation of being called Monsieur, as if they were colonialists.